Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
We're on day two of our story all about the Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, yeah. Like you forgot.
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
You watch the cartoon every week. We've established that already.
Yes, I love
that,
the cartoon.
Or what does that mean?
I love the cartoon.
I know you do.
So what's her name?
Ariel.
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 I love Ariel.
Sebastian the Crab.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen Sebastian the Crab yet.
He's coming up.
Is he not in the book?
Probably not. But
are there no songs?
Be patient. We'll see.
No songs about living under the sea?
I don't think there are many songs in here.
Oh, no. This isn't an audio book. I forgot.
No, okay, it's an old style
book. It's an old classic book by Hans Christian Andersen. Yep. And we are going to learn more about Ariel's story. We learned that the one thing she wanted to do was go up to the surface when she turned 15.
Right.
Finally, she has turned 15. She goes up to the surface. She sees a boat, and on that boat, there just happens to be a handsome young 16-year-old prince celebrating his birthday. So let's find out where that goes. We'll read through the article, and then Mike and I will be back to explain it.
Reading.
The Little Mermaid. As the mermaid watches the ship, a terrible storm comes in fast. The ship flips on its side and water rushes in. In a flash of lightning, the mermaid sees the prince sink into the deep waves. She dives deeply under the dark waters to save the handsome prince. Reaching his body, she holds his head above the water and lets the waves drift them. In the morning, the little mermaid swims to the shore. She lays the prince in the sun and hides. Eventually, a young girl approaches and calls for help. The prince awakes but doesn't know what the mermaid has done. He thinks that the young girl who found him on the beach has saved his life. Desperate to reunite with the prince, the mermaid visits the sea witch. The witch tells the mermaid that she can give her legs. However, with every step, the mermaid will feel as if 1,000 knives are stabbing her feet. Also, if the prince does not return the mermaid's love and marries another, she will die. Still, the mermaid decides to follow her heart. She pays the witch with her voice, letting the witch cut out her tongue.
All right, the story starts off by saying, as the mermaid watches the ship, a terrible storm comes in fast.
Ooh.
Okay, we've got some bad weather moving in.
Yeah.
The ship flips on its side and water rushes in.
Wow, okay. That's serious.
This is not looking good for the people on the ship. It flips on its side. So it was right side up and then the wind or the waves knock it over onto its side. Water rushes in. To rush means to go somewhere in a hurry. So the water moves into the boat very, very quickly. It's coming in through the cabin windows, and it's likely going to sink the ship, which means all the people on board the ship are in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. People can die in accidents like that. It's very dangerous. And in a flash of lightning, the mermaid sees the prince sink into the deep waves. Okay, remember there's a big storm, like a typhoon suddenly comes along, so it gets very dark, right? It's probably at night. I think it was at night. They're having a party. But then a storm comes in with clouds to cover the moon and the stars. There's almost no light, but then there's a flash of lightning, like a camera flash, kind of like that. And in that little moment of light, the mermaid sees the prince falling into the ocean, falling into the sea, and sinking into the deep waves. As you said, he's in big trouble. He could drown because, of course, he's not the prince of a sea kingdom.
Nope.
He's the prince of a normal kingdom, so he can't swim very well. Well, the mermaid takes no time in thinking about it. She dives deeply under the dark waters to save the handsome prince, because of course she can't just stand by or swim by while someone dies. That would be wrong.
She's going to be heroic. She's going to do the right thing and try to save the handsome prince.
Go, Ariel, go!
Well, let's see if she can actually do this, or it's going to be a short story.
Okay.
It says, Reaching his body, she holds his head above the water and lets the waves drift them. Okay,
very smart.
She gets to him. She holds his head above the water because, unlike her, he can't breathe underwater. He's just human like you and me, or like me anyway.
I'm human,
I think. You can't breathe underwater, can you?
No, I'm human.
Okay,
he's
human. He's got a pulse.
Yeah.
And they let the waves drift them. Drift is what things do in the water. The currents, which is the moving water, they move things right along with them. So if you float in the water, if you ever go swimming in the ocean, if you just kind of lay back in the water, you'll notice that the water moves you because it is moving. You move right along with that. And the verb that we use to describe this is called drifting or to drift, D-R-I-F-T. So they're just kind of sitting there in the water. She's holding the prince above water so he can breathe, and the water is moving them likely towards land.
Right. Well, they're out there for a while because it says in the morning, so a few hours later, the Little Mermaid swims to the shore. I guess she was also probably resting because she was quite tired.
Probably tired.
After saving the prince. So finally in the morning, they swim to the shore, and there she lays the prince in the sun and hides. So she kind of pushes him up onto the beach. He lays there in the sun to sort of wake up and dry off.
He's going to get a sunburn.
He could get a sunburn if he's there too long. That's true. Maybe she put like a leaf over his face.
Or sunscreen.
Maybe she went to the underwater Watsons, got some waterproof. No, she
gotta
probably just lay him in the sun. He's alive. If he gets a sunburn, that's not a big deal. Anyway, so she hides because she doesn't want the prince to see her.
Yeah, because she's a mermaid.
That's true.
And people don't usually see mermaids. It's not just like going out on a cruise and seeing a dolphin.
Could be. Or she could have noticed that at the party, the prince and his friends were eating sushi.
Maybe she was offended.
So she doesn't want the prince to wake up and go, oh, I'm hungry. Sushi!
Ah, there you go.
That could be bad for her.
Could be bad. Well, eventually a young girl approaches and calls for help.
Okay. Good for you.
Young girl approaches. Approaches means to come near to somebody or something. So she walks up to the prince. And she's going to call for help. I guess he's kind of still unconscious or he's not doing too well.
Yes.
The prince awakes but doesn't know what the mermaid has done. So he's not aware that he was saved by a mermaid. He just kind of wakes up on the beach and maybe he just thinks, well, I drifted ashore on my own. Or perhaps I swam myself all the way there. Something like that. He doesn't know he was saved by a mermaid.
That's right. He looks around. The only person he sees is this young girl. So, of course, he thinks that the young girl who found him on the beach has saved his life. He thinks she's the one who probably found him or saw him in the water and then pulled him up onto the land, onto the beach. So he thinks that she is the one who saved his life. Desperate to reunite with the prince, though, the mermaid visits the sea witch. So I guess the mermaid saw this happen, watched the prince walk away, but she doesn't want to let go of the prince. She's madly in love with him, and she wants to meet him again, to get back together with him, or to reunite with him. To unite is to take two things and make them into one thing, okay? If you reunite, that's R-E, unite, U-N-I-T-E, that means you meet up again. So, for example, if you had friends from an old school and you grew up together, but then they moved away, but then they come back, then you will reunite with them. You will join together as friends one more time in almost a new kind of way, doing it again. So that's really nice. So in order to get some help to reunite with the prince, which of course will be hard because he lives on the land and she lives in the ocean, the mermaid thinks she needs a bit of help from the sea witch.
Yeah, the sea witch. And the witch is a woman, usually, who makes noises like that. They all cackle, which is to laugh evilly like that. But they also practice like evil or bad magic. Sometimes we call it black magic. They cast spells. They say certain magical words and they use ingredients that they put in a potion.
And they have that hat.
And they have pointy hats, which is very important as well.
And they ride on one of those.
What is that? A broom.
A broom.
A broom.
Yes.
They ride on brooms.
That's right.
Pointy hats. Can't be a witch without any of those.
And they usually have a big spot on their face.
Under the sea, it might be different.
I don't know if
you need to ride a broom.
They also usually have cats, but the cat wouldn't be happy
under
the sea.
No, cat would not be happy under the sea.
Maybe it's a catfish.
In the... Oh. Whoa,
catfish.
That's what we call a bad joke. Moving on. Okay. Also, she's an octopus in the cartoon.
Ah.
I'm not sure what she is in the book.
That's a little different.
Maybe she's just a regular mermaid.
It's much harder to do a witch costume, or a sea witch costume for Halloween.
Yes.
Witch costume's easy. Everyone can do that. Hat, broomstick, cat, you're okay. Sea witch,
well,
difficult.
Let's learn more about what the witch does. The witch tells the mermaid that she can give her legs. Okay, remember, mermaids, they're human on top, but they have fishtails.
Right.
Which makes walking very, very difficult.
Right. I thought she was just going to, like, give her two legs.
Yeah,
like,
here you
here's
go.
Some legs.
No. Have fun.
So allow her to be a human to walk on land. Okay.
All However, with every step, the mermaid will feel as if 1,000 knives are stabbing her feet.
Oh, I have a pair of shoes like that.
Yeah, high heels, right?
No. Leather shoes.
Leather shoes.
Business shoes. Ugh, very painful.
Also, your high heels don't hurt your feet.
Oh, my high heels are wonderful, Manolo Blahnik.
Like walking on a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not like walking on a cloud for her. It's going to feel like 1,000 knives are stabbing her feet. Stabbing is this sort of motion that you would do with a knife or some other sharp object, usually to do something or someone a lot of harm.
Right.
To injure them or even to kill them. So she's going to feel like knives are stabbing into her feet, 1,000 knives, every time she takes one step. So that's what we call the catch. So she's going to get legs, so she can...
She gets what she wants, which is the legs.
Yep.
But then the price she pays is the pain.
Is pain. Unimaginable pain.
Okay, well,
only a witch would think up something like
but
that.
The prince is rich. He can just buy her a Mercedes, and she can drive everywhere.
She'll never have to drive again.
There you go. Anyway, this is before the time of cars, so of course she needs to walk. Also, here's another problem that the witch presents. If the prince does not return the mermaid's love and then marries another, she will die.
Oh, that's
so
evil.
She can love the prince, that's okay. But if the prince doesn't love her back, if the prince marries another or another person, then our friend the mermaid, she will die. So her love affair must work out. It must be perfect, or else she will be destroyed. Still, though, even knowing all of these dangerous and painful things might happen, the mermaid decides to follow her heart.
That's very poetic.
Yes.
Follow your heart. It means to do what you feel you must do, like, deep down inside.
Listen to your heart.
Yeah,
listen to your feelings. Maybe not your brain. Maybe not the logical, you know, safe part, but the emotional part, your feelings. Follow your heart. Listen to your feelings. Do what you want.
Exactly. And that is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about following your heart.
Shortcut for you.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do after we graduate.
Well, I'm going to follow my heart.
You mean you're still chasing after that girl you like?
No, that's a lost cause. To follow your heart means to act according to your feelings, rather than do what's logical or sensible.
I see. Follow one's heart means 跟着感觉走.
That's right. I'm going to follow my heart and travel after we graduate.
So I should follow my heart too.
Right. What does your heart want to do?
Maybe I'll travel too.
Why don't we travel together?
Sure.
Yay!
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about following your heart, listening to your feelings, maybe not so much listening to your brain.
Okay. She's going to have the painful feet, and she's also going to have perfect love, or everything
or
will go bad. Well, that's not too hard a price to pay.
Nah, that's easy.
That's pretty.
Just got to go make this prince fall deeply, madly in love with her.
There you go.
So she pays the witch with her voice.
Huh?
Letting the witch cut out her tongue.
Excuse me, what?
I guess we're not done here with this deal.
I thought it was she's got the painful feet and the love has to be perfect.
Nope,
that was it.
That's not all. There's more. The witch actually cuts out her tongue. Your tongue is at right there.
Cut out her tongue?
That's how you talk.
Cut out your tongue, you can't talk.
You can talk like that.
How can you talk like that?
And you can't understand what they're saying.
And she can't taste her food.
No, you can't
if
do
she
anything.
She eats her food, she can't taste it.
So she can't taste, and more importantly, she can't talk, so somehow she's going to have to make the prince fall in love with her without being able to speak. How do you do that?
This sounds like a bad deal. That prince better be really handsome.
She has bad negotiation skills.
Absolutely.
Maybe she could have said, you know what, I'll do the first two things, but I'm keeping my tongue.
Yeah, that would be the deal breaker.
Maybe she should have asked.
Right, I can't even see how hot my soup is.
I can't do anything. Maybe the witch would have been reasonable.
Hi, head, I love you.
She would have said.
That would not work out.
It's not going to be
The prince
good.
Is going to be running the other way. Well, I hope this works out for her. I don't know how she's going to do it with no tongue, really painful feet.
Right,
It's going to be an uphill battle for sure, but we're going to find out how she manages to do this, or if she manages to do this, on our next program. Before we leave you today, though, let's have our For You Chat.
All right.
For You Chat.
Part of the theme on today's program has been sacrifice. Our main character had to have 1,000 knives stabbing her in the feet with every step just to get legs so she could go on land.
Yep.
Also had to give up her tongue and
her
voice.
Yes, she did. That's right.
So she can't talk. And this is all for love.
Mm-hmm. She did it all so that she could fall in love with the prince.
Whom she has only seen once.
That's true. But
and
she
not
did
her.
Save his life.
Okay, she did save his life. So there's a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
kind
of the theme of the For You Chat today. Mike, have you ever had to give up something for something else that you loved?
That's a tough question. Mm. Well, nothing maybe so dramatic and difficult as what our friend the mermaid is thinking about giving up. But I think a lot of us foreigners who live here, we love living in Taiwan. We love being here, working here, enjoying all the people who live here as well. But we give up being close to our friends and family.
That's true.
So, you know, every time I go back home, I kind of think, oh, it'd be great if I could spend more time here with my family, but I know that if I left Taiwan, well, I'd be giving up that, and I also love that. So that's a small example, maybe, of the choices that you make, and, you know, it's like the old saying says, you can't have everything that you want.
Yeah, you always have to sacrifice something. You have to give something up in order to get something. I'm the same way. Of course, I'm from Canada as well, and I love living in Taiwan, but of course, I give up living close to my family, who are about 12,000 kilometers away.
That's right.
Luckily, today, though, we have Skype.
That's true.
Wonderful things like that, so I can see them every week.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't think in the story of The Little Mermaid they had Skype, and she had no tongue, so she wouldn't be able to talk to him that way.
They'd have to have underwater Skype.
Yeah, that's next. That's the next technology.
Yeah.
Underwater Skype.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they didn't have that back then. So you guys can have a chat about this as well. What have you sacrificed in order to have something else that you also loved? You can probably talk for hours on this subject. We can't talk for hours, though, because we're out of time. So please join us on the next edition of English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
The Little Mermaid. As the mermaid watches the ship, a terrible storm comes in fast. The ship flips on its side and water rushes in. In a flash of lightning, the mermaid sees the prince sink into the deep waves. She dives deeply under the dark waters to save the handsome prince. Reaching his body, she holds his head above the water and lets the waves drift them. In the morning, the little mermaid swims to the shore. She lays the prince in the sun and hides. Eventually, a young girl approaches and calls for help. The prince awakes but doesn't know what the mermaid has done. He thinks that the young girl who found him on the beach has saved his life. Desperate to reunite with the prince, the mermaid visits the sea witch. The witch tells the mermaid that she can give her legs. However, with every step, the mermaid will feel as if 1,000 knives are stabbing her feet. Also, if the prince does not return the mermaid's love and marries another, she will die. Still, the mermaid decides to follow her heart. She pays the witch with her voice, letting the witch cut out her tongue.
Vocabulary Review.
Rush. In the fast-moving river, the water rushed powerfully towards the sea. Drift. A broken tree branch drifted to the shore. Approach. Yvonne approached her teacher after class to ask him about the homework. Reunite. My relatives reunite every year at my grandmother's house. Witch. In Harry Potter, schoolboys are wizards and schoolgirls are witches. Stab. The thief stabbed the guard dog when the dog attacked him.